No. She was the last one of my children that graduated from Washita Parish High School. See, the children all in this vicinity had to go to Washita Parish High School. Monroe didn't, West Monroe didn't have a high school up until about, oh, I guess I say 17 or 18 years ago. I don't actually remember. Maybe it's been a little longer than that, because now these children over here on the table, them two, they graduated from West Monroe High School. That's my son and daughter, my youngest son and daughter. But the rest graduated from West Monroe High. I mean Monroe High. Mm-hmm. Washita High is what it's called, but it was in Monroe. And we didn't have a hospital until about, well, I don't guess the hospital's been open for about 12 years.
When y'all went to town, was it West Monroe or Monroe that you went to?
Well, that just depended. Sometime we'd just go to West Monroe. But if we really, you know, Monroe just had a large variety of things. And what I mean, usually you could buy, like if you was going to town to buy shoes for the children, sometime you could go across the river maybe and buy them cheaper because there was more stores over there and sell them. And it just depended. And my dad, he used to sell beef all over Monroe and West Monroe and anywhere that he could sell it.
Mm-hmm.
And he sold on many of them and he killed on many a cow.
What about colored people? Was it mostly white in West Monroe, or was it about 50% or what?
It was mostly white. It was mostly white then, but we had colored people.
Mm-hmm.
We never had no trouble with the colored people at all.
Tell me about your husband. Where was he born?
Well, now, he was born over in Natchitoches Parish.
Mm-hmm.
He was reared up over there in Natchitoches Parish.
Where in
that? Well, now, there's a little town they call Galbraith. I don't know if Galbraith is still there or not. Somebody said it was a little sawmill town when they cut out, they moved. I don't know. I don't think Galbraith is still there, but it was over close to Natchitoches, not
uh-huh.
too far from Natchitoches.
Uh-huh.
And that's where he was born.
I was just over there recently.
You was?
Talking to people around Roboli and Provençal.
You was?
But I didn't hear of.
No BBs?
How
many of the BBs is just as thick? Well, now I'll tell you where his people mostly live now. It's over at Boyce, Louisiana. Do you know where Boyce, Louisiana? It's out from Alexander.
Yeah.
Well, that's where most... Now, you couldn't have gone through there hardly without hearing from a BB. You'd have heard from a BB.
What kind of name is that? Is that French or what? Do you know?
I don't know. No, it doesn't sound like a French name to me. I don't really know.
Belgian? There's a lot of Belgians.
Well, it may be. I don't know, honey. You'll have to figure that one out for yourself. I don't really know.
How old is your husband?
He's 71. He was 71 Christmas Day.
Does he go to the Church of God, too?
Yes, sir. He goes to the Church of God.
Did he grow up in a Baptist church?
No, his people were Church of God. His mother was. Belong to the Church of God.
Is that a Pentecostal church?
No. The Church of God, they have, their headquarters is in Anderson, Indiana.
Uh-huh.
And now, they believe you're saved by grace and you have to be born again. In other words, you have to be, really be sanctified and seek the Lord to
mm-hmm.
belong to the church. But we don't speak in tongues. We don't speak in
tongues. What do you think of that?
The tongue movement, when I dare you have asked me a question that's been pondering me for years. I'm not going to condemn them people at all. I don't know. I really don't know. But I have studied the Bible. Now, that's one thing I have done. I've read the Bible lots in my life, but I don't find anywhere in there where it says everybody has to speak in tongues. It says tongues is a gift. But now the Pentecost, the really Pentecost, they don't think you're saved unless you speak in tongues. But the Bible